right, guys, welcome back. MGM Marketabilities. And we didn't really talk about it last time, but we are in our new studio. Thank you.
No problem. We're just getting it set up for
you. Yeah. Now, the new studio is still a little bit dirty. Mm. I have realized I have so much gear I need to sell, and I need to organize.
It's a plug. There's a little plug. Come and buy some.
Yeah, exactly.
Get you some.
Exactly, yeah. So if you're interested, contact me at lucas@producereform.com.
There you go.
But no.
Good idea.
Speaking on the idea of, you know, understanding and organizing, you know, kind of a best strategy, that's kind of what we're talking about today.
Yeah. So anyone of you guys who have ever taken a marketing class, you were probably taught on the first day through a slideshow that there are actually six principles of the marketing process. And when I was sitting in class, even when I was younger, I was like probably a sophomore in high school, I was like, you know what, this kind of, and this is going to sound like I'm on some Gandhi stuff. I promise I'm not. I don't think I'm lifted, but mentally elevated.
Enlightened.
Yeah, enlightened. Lifted, what? But okay, so I kind of tied it in. You know, a lot of it's similar to life, like life experiences and the processes of going through life. Is these six steps in a row can kind of be translated either way. So the first one, I've got my notepad with me because, you know, once upon a time, I did know all these off the top of my head, but now I got a little help here from technology. So I've got the first one is research and analysis. So in terms of it, when you think of like relating it to marketing, this is the part where you identify your target audience. You decide, you know, who am I marketing to? Who are my most likely customers? You know what I'm saying? And, you know, when you do that, there's honestly a lot that goes into this because, you know, the first step, it's kind of like a tower. Like you got to really, you know, make that first pillar really strong or it all falls down. So it's important to know, like, if you're selling, let me think. Okay. If you're selling like blood pressure medication, like you're not marketing to like kids.
No,
you're not going to buy a spot on like Disney Channel. Like, hey kids, like, you know, calm down. Like nothing like that. So, you know, I think that's like that's kind of the gist of the marketing aspect of it. But when you think about it from a life perspective, okay, it's kind of understanding like your peers and the people around you and, you know, deciding like who, I don't want to make it sound bad, but like who's really like the valuable people around me, like who's like real people, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I think God loves everyone. And I think that, you know, we were all created equally, but I do think surrounding yourself with the right people is a very important step to get ahead in life.
Yeah, for sure. I really like to relate marketing to fitness. Mm-hmm. Because in the research and the, you know, you're figuring out like what kind of workouts should I do? Cause there's a million now. Mm-hmm. There's a million different ways to get in shape.
Yeah.
But like, what kind of shape do you want to be in? Do you want to have big muscles and you need to lift?
Yeah.
Or do you want to be able to run a 4-minute mile? Then you need to run, you mm-hmm. know, like that's what you need to focus on. You need to focus on being lighter. So you exactly. can run faster.
Yeah.
And you need to figure out the research and just figuring out like ultimately what you want and like what the desired outcome is. Yeah. And then you kind of reverse engineer back from that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
definitely. That's a good analogy when you actually put it like that. I do think fitness is a good, you know, has a good correlation to marketing.
It really does.
Weird. I mean, I really think that I think you could tie this to anything to marketing now I'm thinking about
probably,
it.
Probably.
But yeah, that was good. But so when you move from there and you really identify, you know, who are the people around me, like making sure I have a good team to back me up. Cause you know, you're the average of the five people you're around the most.
Yeah.
So I think that really has always stuck with me, and I actually have found in my life, you know, because I'm only 19, but I've shuffled, you know, my five people around the most because I've been to college, I've been out of town and stuff, you know, I've grown up,
right.
You know, both ways. That is one of the most true things I've ever heard, because you know, I have seasons of my life where like I found myself not being very productive, you know, not being like really a go-getter, not giving everything I have, you know, falling out of, not falling out of faith. I don't want to say that, but you know, sure. you're not as close as you should be.
Yeah.
And I've also found when I surround myself and I pick the right people, even they may not be like the most like fun people to be sure. around or whatever, but it's the right people to be around.
Yeah.
People who care about you, people who are there for your health, your support, you know, that's when I flourish.
Yeah.
That's when everybody flourishes. It's not always the most fun people. It really isn't. But it's about surrounding yourself with the quality people, the good people, definitely. Yeah. And so that kind of leads me to my next point. Whenever, you know, I've surrounded myself with these people, they actually have a lot to do with setting your objective or your goal, because, you know, you're probably going to strive for similar things to what, you know, your closer circle is. So
totally.
When looking at it from a marketing perspective, setting goals is really important, because that kind of makes you strive for something. When you you step into the office, you're like, okay, we got to hit X amount by this date. We need this many clients, you know, we need to have this project done, you know, here. 'Cause if you didn't do that, you know, nothing would ever get done.
Right.
Because, freedom's good to an extent, but, like, you have to have structure.
Yeah, I honestly am of the mind of, like, if you have the right structure, you have the most freedom.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, just complete freedom, you probably won't get anything done, because you'll be pulled all these different ways. But if you have a structure and you have this overarching goal that you're working towards, or what I like to say is working from, because you're basically acting as if, you know, that goal has already happened. And then you're kind of thinking to yourself, well, what would I have done to make that goal happen?
Well said.
You know what I mean?
Well said.
Yeah.
that's good.
Yeah.
I mean, as much as I hate to say it, like, humans by nature, and this includes me and you, you know, we're lazy, technically. Oh, I mean, because we're going to, like,
I catch myself all the time being lazy.
But if you have an easier option than, like, you know, like, oh, should I do this? You
right.
know, like, and what are you going to do? You're going to walk to Kroger? No, you're going to take your car, or you're going to call an Uber. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just how we are. But, you know, I think relating that, you know, to the life aspect of things.
Yeah.
You know, when it's not necessarily going to the office, but it's very much like when you wake up in the morning, dude, like, you got to be ready. Like, you have to have goals. You have to know where you're going. And without direction, like, you can talk a big game. You can say, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, you know, by the time, you know, over the course of your life or whatever. But, like, you need to have, like, okay, by the time I'm 21, I want to have, you know, this specifically done. I want to have this accomplished, you know, whether that, you know, it could even be a long-term goal. It could be, like, you know, or a constant goal. Like, I want to be the best dad possible.
Yeah.
I want to be, you know, the best, you know, husband possible. I want to be, you know, a God-fearing man who, you know, loves his life and loves the people around him and is there for him.
Yeah.
It could be, you know, I want to hit X amount of dollars by this date.
Right.
You know, it's just, I think goal setting is such a powerful tool and it's super underrated, but that's how you get anything done. You can't just, you can't just speak a bunch of, you know, random stuff. You have to focus.
Yeah.
You have to focus.
And if you don't know what to focus on, then how are you going to get to,
you're not going to get anything done.
Yeah.
You can't fit, like, the human brain is an amazing thing. It's like a computer, but, like, you know, you can't be running 7 different apps at one time.
No,
you know, you have to focus, and you beat them one by one by one by one.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It all has to be digestible.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you don't have, like, for the longest time, I didn't even have real goals in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But I promise you, I was doing all of the right things. I was reading and I was taking notes and I was listening to the podcasts and showing up every day.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't really have, like, a direct goal. Mm-hmm. So everything that I did just ended once I was done doing that thing, because mm-hmm. there wasn't a next step.
Yeah.
And I would often get this mild form of depression whenever I would finish a big project or a big task, because there was no overarching goal that I was working towards.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, now the project or task is done, then what else do I have?
There was a sense of lostness there. Yeah.
Because it's like once you're done with that thing, you're like, oh, well, what do I do now?
Yeah, definitely. But I mean, you know, you set those goals and you try hard to hit them. But I think the only way to really get a goal done is you have to develop a strategy.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the next, you know, point of the marketing plan is when you like sit down and draw out like, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do that. There should be bullet points, or there should be, you know, a list of assets that are going to help you like reach that goal. Because if you don't have a plan to fail always in life.
Yeah.
With anything, dude, you can't, winging it is done. Like, I mean, there's a few people and there's a few times you can get away with it.
Sure.
But it's not a long-term strategy. Like you have to have an idea of what you're doing with marketing and in life. Like, like how am I going to get here?
Right.
You know, I mean, I could say, all right, I'm gonna have $10 million by the time I'm 22.
Sure.
All right. How, Wyatt?
Yeah.
Right. I don't know. Right. Like,
but if you actually sat down and worked backwards from how would I get to 10 million
mm-hmm.
with the amount of time that you have, which are you're 19, right? Mm-hmm. When do you turn 20?
2 months.
2 months. Okay. So you have like a year and 2 months.
Yeah.
You know, so then you would just reverse that of like, okay, I probably need to start making, you know, whatever, $700,000-$800,000 a month by the time, you know, but you get what I'm saying?
And then
you start breaking it down little by little. It's less like, holy crap. Yeah. I got to make this amount of money because that's something that I often do is I will create a really big goal for myself and then not even start because I don't break it down. You don't create the plan.
Yeah.
And so you're creating this marketing goal of like, I want to reach 10 million people, right? Which is a lot easier than making $10 million.
Yeah.
For being honest.
Oh, definitely.
But that seems crazy whenever you have your Facebook following is 200 people or something like mm-hmm. that. But you just reverse engineer it. How do I reach 10 million people? What kind of ads do I need to produce? What kind of, you know, placement do I need to have for each of those ads?
Mm-hmm.
And then you just keep breaking it down until you get to a step that you can actually take.
Yeah.
And then you take that step. And then once you're done with that step, take the next step.
Yeah. No, that's 100% true. I think, going back to what we said earlier about, you know, comparing it to like a computer, like it has to be bite size. It has to be manageable. Because if you look at something like, you know, I just said where it's like, you know, 10 million, you know, you got this X amount of time.
Yeah.
It's like that equation is, you know, it's a lot simpler in your mind, but in the long term, it'll eat you alive.
For sure.
I really think that. The best way to really take on a large goal is to make it into a bunch of smaller goals, smaller checkpoints.
Right.
Because like you said, that gets rid of the lostness too when you get done with a big project. Because, you know, you take a bite out, you get that done, next one, next one, next one, so on, and then you hit your goal, and then it's like pop the bottles, you know?
Yeah,
so
right.
It's really cool. But, you know, you can't really get anywhere with marketing or in life, you know, even – with writing it down or saying it. You know, I know a ton of people who say stuff and they never do it.
Oh, I'm one of those people.
No, you're not. You're a go-getter, dude. You're a go-getter. But I think this might be the most important step. I'm going to say it.
Yeah.
Implementation.
Yep.
Implementation. Action speaks so much louder than words. Like you said what you're going to do. Now go do it. You know, go be that guy. Go,
right.
Go get it done. Like, and it's the most crucial, but it is the most rewarding, I think, at the same time.
Yeah.
Because I don't know about you. Like, I feel kind of bad when I know I'm going to do it or I'm going to try to do it.
Sure.
Like, if I set these goals and I tell people.
Yeah.
And if I tell somebody, that means that I'm pretty passionate about it. I'm going to try to do it.
Right.
But the implementation is really, like, where, you know, that's the meat and potatoes. It's like, you know, you hit the ground and it's like you work every day and, you know, you're so passionate. And it's like you have to, you know, this is where all the manifesting comes into action.
Sure.
And this is arguably the most fun part of it, too. You know, even regardless of hitting your goal.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, I don't know about you. I love the grind. Like even you compared, you know, the first point to fitness earlier.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, you draw out your plan, you know, you meal prep, you know, whatever. It's like, okay, you're actually going to eat that meal prep. You're actually going to go to the gym.
Yeah.
You're going to remember to take your supplements. So you're going to remember to get 8 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
You know, that's everything.
Yeah.
That's everything in life. That's everything in general. And you know, relating it to marketing, it's like, you know, you could draw out this great draft of a Facebook ads campaign, but if you never run it, is it, you know, was it even worth it?
Yeah. Well, no. And have you listened to the Modern Wisdom podcast at all?
No, I have not.
Okay. I think you'd really like it. One. But two, he was quoting somebody, and I'm going to quote that now. So it's like a quoteception, but, and I'm going to misquote it because he says a bunch of different versions of it, but, he basically said, researching the thing is not doing the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Telling people that you're doing the thing is not doing the thing. Getting ready to do the thing is not doing the thing. Planning to do the thing is not doing the thing. Mm-hmm. And he just continues, because if you're not doing the actual thing, actually implementing it, actually doing the thing, it's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. Like, that's why the implementation is so important, because it is the actual, like, pivotal action that will move things forward.
Mm-hmm.
And because our dopamine brains think that, like, whenever we're actually, you know, preparing or telling someone about it, like, it's already giving us the satisfaction as if we already did it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a lie. Your brain is lying to you in that moment. You haven't actually done anything yet.
Yeah. You get a little bit, I don't know about you, but there definitely is a tiny bit of pre-satisfaction you get whenever you just exclaim, like, I'm going to do this. Like, yeah. I'm going to kick butt tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then you get up and you don't get up.
Yeah. Right. You know, or you hit that snooze one more time.
And that, I mean, I don't know. It takes a special kind of person, I guess, to actually get stuff done. And I feel like nowadays it's become fewer and fewer, you know,
yeah.
I think, you know, it's just like, it keeps me up a little bit at night, you know, like, sure. Because, you know, you set these huge goals and you've got, you know, I mean, people tell me, like, you know, you've got time, you got this, you got that. It's like, I don't want to look back and be like, wow, like, I just talked and talked and ran my mouth. I never did it.
But you had time.
Wow. It's crazy, man. Yeah. I don't know. And that's everything to me,
right.
You know, getting up and getting it done. But I guess, so this last point is something that me and you both can actually probably relate on, you know, and speculate on, because neither one of us have hit it yet. It's actually the evaluation of, like, what you've done,
yeah.
You know, and, you know, real briefly, I'm going to talk about the marketing side of
yeah,
it,
but, yeah, yeah.
But when you look at evaluating, you know, your campaign, you look at, okay, how much reach did this get? How much money did this make me? You know, how much did this improve the image of my company? How much respect did this earn?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's pretty much the gist of it. You know, it's evaluating and learning what I can do different.
Well, I mean, that's the only way that you improve.
Yeah.
Is if you actually go back and look at the results, mm-hmm. look at what did do well and what didn't do well.
Yeah.
And you keep doing things that did do well, and you know what to knock off mm-hmm. for things that didn't do well. And then that gives you an opportunity to try something new.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a lot of things are, you know, you gotta fail to learn, you know, I mean, failing's so important.
It's a prerequisite to doing anything.
Yeah. I mean, you know, definitely.
Like,
I mean,
how do people learn instruments?
Yeah.
How do you grow muscles?
Exactly.
You go to almost failure or to failure.
Yeah, dude, that's really good. I
like,
wow.
Seriously,
man, you're on it today with the analogies, dude. But yeah, I mean, I think there's this quote from Michael Jordan, actually. He's like, I've missed, like, you know, X amount of game winners. You know, didn't come in clutch this many times. I let my team down. And he's still regarded it as, like, you know, the greatest athlete of all time.
Yeah.
You know, and then, I mean, that's an testament to it. And Kobe said, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Yep.
That is,
which goes back to the implementation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to try.
Yeah.
And, you know, looking back at it and evaluating, you know, everything, it's like my biggest fear is like, at an older age, I'm going to look back and I'm going to do my, like, one of my final evaluations, I'm going to be like, I fell short.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's what sparks step 1 through 4. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That sparks the implementation hard.
Yeah.
You know, and some people can't think that far ahead, and that's fine. But like, the sooner you adopt that mentality, yeah, still have fun, still enjoy life, still do things that, you know,
totally.
You know, because you only get one, you know,
yeah.
Love your people, you know, have fun, have, you know, the best time.
Yeah.
But it's your footprint, your impact, I believe, is the biggest thing that you're going to do while you're here.
For sure.
You know, and a lot of it stems from your relationship with God, definitely. Like, you have to be on good terms with him.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you just need to get up. Like, he's given you a body. He's given you a life. You know what I'm saying? The odds of me and you sitting here, if you really think about it, are so extremely low.
Oh, for sure.
Us existing is so low. So you've been given this blessing. So, like, why aren't you trying? Why aren't you fired up, dude, that you've got this amazing God-given gift and you're so special and you're so talented?
Yeah.
Don't let it go to waste.
Right.
Don't. Like there's absolutely no reason why you shouldn't be implementing everything that you have in your arsenal, you know?
Because
when that evaluation day comes, it's going to be heavy.
Yeah. Well, and there's a reason, like, you know, I was thinking about this. Maybe it was this morning whenever I was in my quiet time and I was like, man, like, there have been times when I've had so much and I've been like, there's been so many great things happening. And I'm like, holy crap, this is incredible. Like, you know, right now this is really great. But then, you know, in the last couple months, I've had some really rough times and I have caught myself still not saying like, hey, thank you for what you are giving me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I think that's a huge lesson is like God is continuously going to give you things. And sometimes he's going to take things away because you need to learn a lesson.
Yeah.
And that's fine. That's actually good because that means like if he takes money away from you, you're like, okay, I need to learn how to steward money better because I'm in this situation now.
Definitely.
Or if he takes relationships away from you, like, okay, I need to learn how to steward relationships a little bit better because this happened, or he's, you know, creating more relationships. So like, that's why the evaluation is so important. Because you can, it's why pro teams look at game tape. Every time they play a game, win or lose, they go back and look at what worked and what didn't.
Most definitely.
And that's why they're professionals. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, if you want to be a professional at what you do, you have to evaluate.
Yeah. I mean, you just honestly touched on the last point too, the evaluating and adjusting.
Yeah.
You know, that's how you, like, I mean, we talked about it earlier too. That's how you get better, man.
Yeah.
You know, you look at what you've done already, but like, it's really important that, like, you know, you get feedback from your peers, and like, because sometimes like your idea of like what success is, or like your idea of what truly winning was, wasn't, you know, what you think it is. Like, make sure you're chasing the right goals too.
Yeah.
I think that's a big part of,
yeah. Well, and it's okay for your goals to change as time goes on.
Yeah.
Cause I think you'll realize what you actually do and don't want.
Mm-hmm.
Or what's best for you and your family.
Yeah. Or what's like really valuable.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
I think that's a constant like shifting thing.
Yeah.
But I think it becomes more clear over time too.
Oh, for sure.
Definitely.
Yeah, absolutely.
But that's kind of the gist of it, man. I mean, that was the 6 marketing principles like related to life.
Yeah.
I think that got kind of a little deep.
Is it? Yeah, it was good.
But
that's
cool though. I think it's great that, you know, people really, you know, think and reflect on like what they're doing,
yeah,
you know, because that's everything. I feel like people, there's so much noise now, like you can't ever really sit down and think and be like, you know, really self-evaluate.
Yeah.
And the, you know, this process, these marketing steps, even if you just looked at these, if you Googled the marketing process, it would help you so much, just really, really, you know, be a productive person, like
and create a plan.
Yeah.
You know definitely. What I mean?
Dude, you have to have a plan.
Give you like a roadmap to even look at. Cause I think that's another thing is people are like, you know, there's so much to marketing and all this other stuff. And it's like, well, just start on step one. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, you don't need to take it all on at once.
Definitely.
Take on what you can do right now and then move on to the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's right, man.
Yeah.
You're 100% right.
All right. Thank you so much, guys, for joining us today. That's a heart.
Kinda. I'm not really.
I'm not very good at it either. Okay. Anyways, thank you guys for watching. Please go follow us, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook. We really appreciate you guys. And if there's an episode or a topic that you guys want to hear us talk about, feel free to leave a comment below or send us a DM or something. And we would love to connect with you. All right. See you guys.
See y'all.